And so without any further ado, I want to invite my dear friend, Emmanuel Fiagbaji, to come and to share what God has put on his heart for our church. Let's just give him a warm welcome.
I love you.
God bless you. Hallelujah! Oh, come on, put your hand together for Jesus. God is good. Oh, come on, I said God is good.
All right.
And all the time.
God is good.
God is righteous.
All right.
And all the time.
God is
holy.
God is
and all the time.
God is
put your hand together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. I salute Bishop Eric Jones for his proactive leadership and the entire family of what God is doing through you. I'm always humble when I come here. I see growth. I see the hand of God upon you, upon your ministry or your church. I bless the Lord for your life. May the Lord bless you and strengthen you. I also want to thank you all for standing with him, especially the elders and the deacons of the church. It is not easy for being a leader without leaders being with you, understanding your dream and your vision. When the leader leads and the people willingly follow, greater things are accomplished. I see greater things being accomplished here, not just in Gilbert, Arizona, but all over the world, especially in Africa, because he's leading and you all are following him as the man God put in charge. And I want to appreciate you all for that. He carries an anointing of God over his life, and I know without any doubt that this church will grow beyond man's imagination. There will be so much impact that nobody can erase in his time, in your time. God bless you, and may the Lord reward you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I salute my brothers, my brother and sister out there from Nigeria. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you ready for the word tonight? Oh, come on. Are you ready for the word tonight? Do you know the song? Every praise belongs to our God. Can we sing that song? Every praise to our God. Every word of worship on our God. Every praise to our God. Every praise to our God. Oh, every word of worship with one accord. Every praise. Oh, to our God. Every praise. To our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Hey, every praise. Every praise. To our God. Every praise. To our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise to our God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Go with me to the Bible if you can. I love the word. The word ruled the world. Tell somebody the word rule the world. Now, if you have the word in you, you can rule your world. Are you there? If you have the word of God in you, you can rule your world. Tell somebody by you, if you have the word of God in you, you can rule your world. Oh, come on. Let me hear you loud and clear. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, let the word of God richly dwell in you.
By that,
you can rule your world.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Psalm 92, verse number 10. Psalm 92, verse number 10. Let's hear the word of God. But my horn shalt thou exalt, like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Amen. Do you have that in your Bible? Are you there? Let's read it together. Go. Shall we all stand and read, if you can? Thank you. Go. Amen. Sovereign Lord, I give you all the glory and praise tonight. Thank you, O God, for your hand that is already here. Thank you, O God, for your presence that has filled this place without measure. I pray, O God, that you touch my lips tonight. Speak through me. Blow me like a trumpet. Let your kingdom come and I will be done. In the name of Jesus, we level every mountain tonight. We frustrate every agenda of the devil. We decree, oh God, that your presence alone be in this place. We bind every works of the enemy. We decree, come Spirit Divine, and let your will be done. In Jesus' name I pray. Let everybody shout the big amen.
Amen.
Tonight I want to share with you the word of God. I title it, When the Fresh Anointing Comes Upon You. When the fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit comes on you. Amen. The scripture we read is very simple. King David, at this time, is the one speaking the scriptures forth in reality. He's saying that the Lord has exalted his horn. Amen. Like that of an ox. Another Bible used the word wild ox. Wild ox. You have exalted my horn like a wild ox. And you have anointed my head, or you have anointed me with a fresh oil. Say fresh oil. Oh, come on. I want to talk with you and you talk with me. Hallelujah. It's back and forth, right? Say fresh oil. Oh, hallelujah. Say fresh oil.
Fresh oil.
Oh, yes. You got it now. Praise the Lord. King David, at this time, is speaking. You have anointed my head with fresh oil. You have anointed me with a fresh oil. You have anointed me with a fresh oil. I will keep repeating that. You have anointed me with a fresh oil. Now, let me take you back a little bit to the historic fact about oil. In the days of old, in ancient days, ancient shepherd, the shepherds of old used to do something, and I love that. When they are leading the flocks into the bush, looking for a greener pasture, believe that me, these shepherds are not afraid of the lions and the bears. That's why David said to Saul, your servant has ever killed lions before and the bears before. He's saying that he's a killer of lions and the bears. And he was saying that any time that a lion comes around, or a lion and a bear comes around to devour a flock, I, David, at the young of 17, 16, I grab the lion with my hand, and I take off the lambs and the flocks from their mouth and devour. Tear down the lions and the bears. That was the testimony of David. And he was telling King Saul, if I can do this, this Goliath, I can tear him down with a stone. So while they are on the field, leading the flocks, something does happen there. And I want to share that with you tonight a little bit, and we will draw lessons out of that. Every ancient shepherd in those days, most of them who really are into business, taking care for the flocks, they will have oil on their waist. Oil, say oil. Oil. Oh, come on, say oil.
Oil.
Fresh oil on their waist. Why? While they are traveling in the bush, there are some bugs, insects, flies, little flies that will be hovering around the flocks. And these bugs and flies will enter into the nose of the flocks, of the sheep, and they will die. And then to the ears of the sheep. And they will do this. When they entered, they would do things in their ears and they'll fall dead. Sometimes they will enter into the wool of the flocks, of the sheep. You know, the goat doesn't have any hand to scratch his body, nor has a finger. So you see the goat using his body this way. All the time, wisdom is to solve the back problem, but not the ear and the nose problem. They will sneeze, but nothing comes out. Something, they just died. Imagine thousands of flocks moving, and these bugs and flies are entering into their ears. Your business can collapse in the twinkling of an eye. So they have an idea. They will take the oil, smear. They will smear the oil on the head of the flocks, one by one. And when that is done, when the bugs come and the fly, the insect comes. They fly, and when they come and knock the skin or the wool, they fall down because the oil become weightier, heavier. And as the oil, as the flies touch the oil on the skin or on the head of the flocks through the wool, they fall dead. They can't fly again. They remain on the ground. Are you there? The oil to the flocks is for protection. It's for longevity. It's for them to set them aside so that no harm of the enemy come near them. Because their enemies is also what? The flocks. Sorry, the bugs, the flies, and the insects. So when King David said, as a shepherd boy, thou anointed my head with oil and my cups ran over. He said that I am like a sheep in the pen of God. I am like a sheep. I am one of the flocks God is leading. The Lord is my shepherd. 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 So God anointed David. With a fresh oil. And this is how it happens. David was tending the father's flocks one day. And Samuel, the man of God, came to the house of a man called David, of a man called Jesse. And he asked, "Bring out all your sons and daughters. I'm here to anoint them. There's one among them God have called. And the anointing is here to locate him, set him aside for kingdom business. Where are they?" And they brought seven sons of Jesse. Seven sons of Jesse. They brought out. And he saw one of the tall giant man called Eliab. He took the flask of oil. He wanted to pour it on him. And the Lord said, "No, I'm sorry. That's not the guy I wanted. No, not him. Hold it." He asked the father of the house, "Do you have another son of yours?" He said, "Yes. That guy is just one of those guys around. He's in the bush all the time, taking care of those flocks. He's smelling, stinking. He's not a good guy you can think about. The best I have are here now. Therefore, just do it for one of these guys. If not Eliab, do it for the other one." He said, "No. Until you bring him, I will not eat in your home. I will not sit down and do anything. That guy, let somebody go and fetch him. No email, no WhatsApp, no text message, no telephone call, no voicemail. No. Somebody need to jump on the horse, ride it, and they will bring him home immediately. As soon as this young boy at the age of 16 arrived, the Spirit of the Lord said to him, 'That is a young man I want to make a king. Hey, anoint him for me. Set him aside. Set him aside. Set him aside. I am here to announce to you, when the anointing of the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will be set aside for God.'" Can I hear amen from somebody? Before you realize, the anointing of God was released upon this young man. And the Bible said, from that day, the power of God came on him. When the anointing comes, you will walk in power and authority. Oh, are you here tonight? The anointing is for a purpose. Listen to me. In Isaiah chapter 61 and in Luke chapter number 4, verse 18, my Bible said from verse 14, "And Jesus returned in the power of the Holy Spirit, and news about him spread all over the world." And the Bible said, when he arrived in the temple, in the synagogue, a scroll was given to him. A scroll was given to him. And he flipped it up, he opened it, and came across the word, "The Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me. For the Lord has anointed me." The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because the Lord has anointed me for something, for something. He said, "The Lord has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor." I can talk to you about the kind of poor he's talking about. The poor, the rich poor, the poor rich, the rich, they're all there. You want to hear that? Well, it's not in my note today. I don't want to preach about that today. Amen. If you want to leave tomorrow morning, then I can do that. Amen. Are you ready for something tonight? Oh, come on, talk to me. Are you ready for something tonight? To preach to the poor. The poor, the poor rich, and the rich poor, and the rich, the gospel must go to them. There are people that are spiritually poor. They need the gospel. Oh my God. They are physically poor, spiritually poor, empty, void of God. They need the gospel. The poor rich, there are people that are physically rich. They have everything you can think about. They have more than enough, but spiritually empty, without God. They need a gospel. Oh, are you there? There are people who are physically, spiritually rich. They can speak in tongues and speak all the languages, angels, the language of angels and whatever. They can speak it and speak it, but physically, they are broke. J-O-B, broke, just over broke. Job, J-O-B, just over broke. Okay, but God can turn it this way, just over blessed. J-O-B can also be just over broke and just over blessed. If you believe God for turn around. Hallelujah. Oh, are you here? Oh, come on, are you here? The gospel must reach those people. And Jesus said, the Lord God has anointed me to preach the gospel. Anybody who is anointed by God has an assignment. Oh, come on. I said, when the anointing comes on you, you have a divine assignment. Assignment. You have a responsibility. The anointing comes on you to make you to be unique. Set you aside for kingdom business. You can be a pastor, you need anointing. You can be an elder, you need anointing. You can be a carpenter, you need anointing. You can be a businessman, you need anointing to function. Oh, come on, to function in that area. Everybody need anointing of the Holy Spirit. Everybody need it. Come on, say with me, I need the Holy Ghost. I need anointing of the Holy Spirit upon my life. Oh, come on, upon my life. I need the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Fresh anointing. Fresh anointing. And King David said, "Thou anoint, you have anointed my head with oil. Fresh oil. Fresh oil." Watch this. Anytime you drive your vehicle, your cars here, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, and you do not change the oil from the engine, how does that car perform? The performance from 90 degrees down to zero. The performance of that vehicle that you've not changed the oil, the engine oil for, it's not fine. It's always not speeding. You can accelerate it, yet it doesn't go anywhere. But change the oil and see. Change the engine oil and the performance change. Oh, are you there? Change the engine oil in your vehicle. The performance of the car does what? Change. From nothing to something. So it is with the kingdom of God. When the oil, the fresh oil of God comes on you, whatever you do changes. What people use 10 years to accomplish, you begin to use a year to accomplish it. Oh, come on. You are not here. Listen to me. There are things people struggle all their lifetime to do. Their oil is crunch. Stale, S-T-A-L-E, stale. You don't want to smell that. No. You approach that oil, you don't want to smell it. Hello? It's a sign that somebody needs a fresh oil. Oh, come on. Say, I need a fresh oil.
I need a fresh oil.
You see, you need a refill. Fresh oil, refill, right? Refill, overfill. You need a fresh oil to do that business. Fresh ideas, innovative ideas, creative ideas, ideas that will turn around things with you. Ideas to be the head and not the tail. To be the first and not the last. Oh, hallelujah. And this comes forth through the fresh oil. fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit, it picks you from zero to hero. It takes you from nothing to something. The anointing, the fresh anointing of God takes you from nothing to something. And I pray that you will be hungry for that tonight. And I pray that you will be hungry every day of your life. You will be hungry for the fresh anointing. Let me tell you, fresh anointing. When you read the passage we read today, you read on. The fresh anointing makes you to be like a palm tree. A palm tree. You know, palm trees survive even in the dry season. Palm trees survived in the dry season. Well, every tree are dying and withering. The palm tree survive. The palm tree is always green in the dry season. In the heat season, you will see the palm tree evergreen. Why? Because the root of that palm tree goes deep down than all other trees. Go and check it. Read on the palm tree. Other trees' root could be bigger and thicker. Yet, I tell you the truth, the root of the palm tree has a root called tap root. It goes further where other trees, where other root could not go. His root goes deep down there to receive. When all waters are dry, when all people's financial waters are dry, when all marriages are drying, the man that carried the anointing of the Holy Ghost upon his life, he's always fresh. He's always new. He's always fresh. He's always new. May you receive that tonight in the name of Jesus. When people are going down because of the fresh oil on him, on her, he's always at the top. He's like a conch. Push him down and leave him. He pop up. When the fresh oil of God comes on you. And tonight I want to illustrate this by a man in the Bible. Let's go. Let's go there. Hallelujah. There's this guy whose father, oh Jesus, his father's name is Kish. Kish, from the tribe of Benjamin. And, hello? Can you hear me? Okay. I can hear myself. Hallelujah. From the tribe of Benjamin, this young man, his father, lost a donkey. His donkey was missing. And the father called this young man called Saul. Brother Saul, come. My beloved son, I want to send you to look for this missing donkey. Donkey in the days of old is very important in every home. It takes you from somewhere to somewhere. It helps you accelerate in life. Run to do things. Now it's missing. How will you travel? Everything come to a standstill. So, Brother Saul was sent to look for the missing donkey. He and his friends went for 2 weeks looking for this missing donkey. He could not find it. And one of the guys with him said, "Wouldn't it be nice for us to look for a man of God in this community who lives around Gilbert, Arizona? Let's look for one." And they look around. They were asking people, "Is there any man of God in this area that we can inquire from? He will tell us our destiny. He will tell us about where we can locate our missing donkey. How we can solve this problem. We want this problem to be solved. And we know this man can give a direction. He can have an insight, a revelation as to how we can solve this problem. It's a family problem. How do we then solve it?" And one of them was talking to another and said, "Oh, there's a man of God called Samuel here. He's a man in charge in this community. He lives in Gilbert, house number whatever. I don't even know my friend's house number. Hallelujah. Amen. And then while they were walking, looking for the man of God, going down the house address, the man of God saw him. Oh! You are Saul. I'm speaking from 1 Samuel chapter 10, now verse 1. Can you read for me, sir? Where's the microphone? Okay. Verse 1, 10:1. Please read.
Then Samuel took a flask of oil,
yes,
and poured it on Saul's head and kissed him, saying, "Has not the Lord anointed you leader over his inheritance?"
Wow, look at it. And Samuel took the flask of oil. You can get all the conversation I had right now, all that I've shared with you right now in chapter 9. And it says, "Has not the Lord anointed you to be in charge, a commander? Be in charge. Be the commander of the nation Israel, of his inheritance. Has not the Lord anointed you a commander?" Ha! Jinake! Listen to me. When the anointing of God comes upon you, you shall be identified. You are not here. Listen to this. When the anointing of God comes on you, comes upon you, come to reside deep, stay on you, be in you, two things upon you and in you, two things. In the Old Testament, it comes upon you. Upon you. In our generation, in our time, guess what it did? It comes upon and in us. Oh, you are not here. Are you even here? Yeah. Listen to me. In the dispensation of grace, the Spirit of God, the anointing of God does not only come upon us. It comes in us and upon us. He indwell in you and be upon you. That is the difference between the old and the new. And when the Spirit of God comes in you, come upon you, I'm talking about the fresh anointing. When it comes upon you, when you are down, he lifts you up. Oh my God. Oh my God. I said, when the anointing of the Holy Spirit comes upon you, guess what happened? You will be identified. Watch. Saul said, has not the Lord anointed you a captain, a commander, in charge of my inheritance? You are to be in charge. This guy is supposed to be in charge. He's now looking for donkey. Can you imagine? Made to be in charge of the things of God. When the anointing was not on him, he was a seeker of a donkey. What have you been looking for? What have you been looking for? Something inside you is missing. And all you do in your life is look for it. But let me tell you, you are to be in charge. Not to be in charge. You are created to be in charge. Be a commander of the army of God. Be a leader in charge of that business. Be in charge of that. Listen, when the anointing located you, no demon can stay around you. Oh, come on. The devil fears you. He trembles at your presence. Because you carry an anointing of God upon your life. I say you are carrying an anointing of the Holy Spirit upon your life. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. When the anointing of God came upon David, even the lions feared him. He was taking care of the father's flock. Taking care of what? His father's flocks. When the lions come, he said, "Hey, I'm in charge here. Who are you, lion? I am the one in charge here. You can't tear down my father's flocks. You can't eat it. There will not be a meat in your bowl." And he will run after the lion. Can you see a man running after a lion? Can you imagine a man running after a lion? Oh, come on. When he was in Sunday school, he read about a boy called Samson. He heard. The Sunday school teacher taught him, was teaching the class about Samson. Samson, who was anointed by the Holy Spirit. The anointing of God was on him. And before you realize, Samson was traveling one day to an errand for the kingdom. And he saw lions on the way. The lions was coming to devour him. And when the lion, if the lion were to devour him, he would not be a deliverer for Israel. He will not live to fulfill the mandate of God. He was called to be a deliverer. And because of the anointing of God, he walked to the lion. When the lion said, he got up and said, come, lion. I'm from the tribe of the Lion of Judah. I'm going to tear you down. You can't tear me. And he grabbed the lion by the jaw. And guess what? He tear him into two. You are a destroyer of a lion. Every lion in this community, destroying people's marriages, destroying people's business. Listen to me. The anointing of God has come upon you. Every lion in this community, collapsing people's business, bringing down lives, taking our children away from us. Hear me. There is an anointing coming upon you today that you will be able to rise and fight the lions in your life, in your marriages, in your business. Go for it. Go for it. Go for it. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. You are in charge. Has not the Lord anointed you?
Amen.
To be in command.
I am in charge.
Thank you. Come on, say I'm in charge.
I'm in charge.
Have you ever watched this movie called War Room?
Yes.
Maybe you've not watched it. When the woman was not in charge, things mess up. But when she discovered the mystery of being in charge, through prayer, liba kura toya makuya deke deke. Ah, makahala bashianda. I call divine intervention. Let there be a divinity interfering into humanity. Lord, intervene in my business. Intervene in my marriage. Intervene. Intervene. Let there be a divine intervention. When the girl, the woman began to pray, the devil was scared. He opened the door for the devil and said, leave my home today. I'm in charge now. I'm in charge now. I'm in charge. You are no more in charge of any business of mine. I am in charge. Tell somebody I am in charge.
Amen.
Listen to what the Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter number 10, verse 19. Verse 18 says, Jesus, when the people returned and brought the testimony, he said to them, to the disciples, behold, I see Satan fall like lightning. And verse 19 said, I give unto you power. He said, behold, I give unto you power and authority to trample upon scorpion and serpent, and nothing by the enemies who hate you. That means the devil cannot triumph over you. You are anointed to triumph over the devil. Come on, say, I am anointed to triumph in the name of Jesus. Over every kingdom that is not of God. Say, I am anointed. Come on, share. Put your hand here. I am anointed. Come on, say, I carry the anointing of God. In the name of Jesus. You are unique. Say, I'm unique. I'm a chosen generation. Oh, talk to me. I am a chosen generation.
I'm a chosen generation.
Can I be honest with you? No, I'm always honest. Listen, can I tell you something? Can I tell you something?
Yes.
What you say with your mouth and you believe in, put on flesh. Therefore, when I ask you, say something. Say it. Say it by faith. As you say it, God will move your leg. The step of a righteous man is ordered by the Lord. So as you say that I am a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, your life began to form around, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the only begotten Son.
Amen.
And the word became flesh. Say, I am in charge. Say, devil, you cannot be in charge of me. I have dominion over you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, come on and say hallelujah. If you are here and the level of the anointing of God over your life is anchored deep, think about it. Move out from there. Did you hear what I said? If you are here and the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon your life is anchored deep, here, there are levels of the anointing, and the one you carry is just anchored deep here. Move out from there. Go forward. How will I go forward? Be hungry for God. Set yourself aside. Be the branch of the real vine. Let the life, the sap in the vine flow inside you by your intimacy with the Lord God. Separate yourself. There are some sitting here right now, the anointing of God over their life is knee deep. You can get this information from Ezekiel 47. Knee deep. 47, 48. Knee deep. God wants you in a deeper deep. Leave that knee deep. Oh, there are some sitting here right now, the level of the anointing of them is just west, loins deep. Here. God wants you in the realm of immeasurable realm. The level I call without measure. Mahandeboka, Libra. I desire you enter into that realm. Merando, Makureya. I put you there. You belong to that realm. You belong there. My desire for you is to be in that place without measure. And it takes your desire. Hallelujah. If you are not hungry enough, you will not run to the restaurant to eat. If you are not hungry, you will not go to the kitchen to take your food and eat. It can be on the table all day long. It takes a hungry man to go to the kitchen and pay a price to eat. I stir your spirit to be hungry. Hunger for God. I will pour water on him that is thirsty. I will pour water on him that is thirsty. Even on the parched land, I will pour water. Hello? Oh, come on, hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Somebody talk to me, hallelujah. Listen, when the anointing of God comes upon you, you will not only be identified, you will not only be what? In command, but you will do what? You will recover all. Say, I will recover all. Oh, talk to me. Say it with me. I will recover all. I will recover everything that is missing. Every lost item of mine in my bloodline, I will recover. Every lost glory. Oh, talk to me. Every lost glory. I'll recover. I'll recover my finances. I'll recover my children. My family. They shall be recovered. I'll recover my health. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me, child of God. The man of God said to him, has not the Lord anointed you to be in charge? Why are you looking for donkey? Listen, he said, the donkey you set out to look for was found. Read on, sir, Bishop. When you leave me today,
you will meet two men.
You will meet two men
near Rachel's tomb.
Near Rachel's tomb.
At Zelza on the border of Benjamin.
At Zelza on the border of Benjamin.
And they will say to you.
They will say to you.
The donkeys you set out to look for have been found.
The missing donkey. Has been found. And that's the word I call recovery. Restoration. What is missing is restored. And the people will tell him, you will meet two men on the way. They will say to you, the donkey you set out for to look for have been found. The miracle you are looking for has been found. The breakthrough you are searching for, receive it. Oh, are you here? Are you here? That which is missing in your home is found. So you got to be happy. You got to rejoice and celebrate the goodness of God. The healing you are looking for two years, 5 years, 7 years, all your life, today is your day. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Come on, get excited. My God, my God, my God, my God. Praise the Lord. The breakthrough you are looking for is missing. You've been looking for it from job to job, from job to job, from house to house, from corner to corner, from city to city. You were searching for it. That's the year the Lord is found. So read on.
And now your father has stopped thinking about them and is worried about you.
Look at what's going on now. The father has stopped thinking about the missing donkey. And now he's worried about who? Saul. Where is my son? Where can I get him? Oh, my son. Days I've not been seeing him. The missing donkey has been found. The lost donkey we've been looking for all these days is now found. Where is my son? He's missing. He's missing. It's missing. But discovered the missing donkey, the missing son have been found. Hallelujah. Read on, sir.
And so he is asking, what shall I do about my son?
That's the question. Child of God, listen to me. Every missing item of yours, the joy, the peace, the grace, the mercies of God, the favor of God that was missing over you, missing in your life, that joy of the Lord that was missing. Hear me. You receive them tonight. Oh, come on, say, I receive it tonight. Come on, say, I receive it tonight. In the name of Jesus. Grace is released on you today. Favor is released on you tonight because of the anointing. I am here to announce to you, when the fresh oil of God comes upon you, the speed in life you lost will be restored. The family had that donkey and they ran with it. It gave them speed to go to places. It's missing. Now they found it. The speed has been what? Restored. Let me tell you, when the anointing comes, acceleration becomes your portion. What? Let me say it again. What people struggled years to accomplish, you with the anointing of God, in a twinkling of an eye, they will see you at the top. What people are struggling to do things, you will not struggle to do things. You will just do them. And they will ask you, how did you do it? We answer, by His grace. Come on, shout and say, by His grace.
By His grace.
Oh, come on, say it again, by His grace. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen to me. When the anointing of God comes on you, comes upon you and in you, it gives you it compels progress. Are you writing? The anointing of God compels what? Progress. Compel progress. Are you there? It compels progress. The anointing of God compels progress. It does not only bring healing to you, it compels progress. Will you please read me verse number 3?
Then you will go on from there.
Then you will go on from there. Watch it. That's progress. Then you will go on from there. After meeting the man who will tell you your donkey, your missing donkey is found. He said, then you will go on from there. Progress. It compels progress. It compels progress. And if you're here tonight and you are not, there's no progress in your marriage, no progress in your business, no progress in your family, I release the anointing of God over your life, in your life, to bring you a progress in every area of your life. In the name of Jesus, shout a big amen to that.
Amen.
Progress. Advance. March forward, not being backward. He said, I make you the head, not the tail. When the son went out looking for the donkey, now that he's going home, listen, he's going home as a king. No more seeker of a donkey. He's going home as who? As a king. A man in charge. Progress. So now you are going home free. Oh, come on. Yeah. You are going home free with a destiny that is sharper than to a sword. In the name of Jesus. Can I hear a man from somebody? Yeah. Hallelujah. So read on. Yes?
You will go out from there until you reach the great tree of Tabor.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
Three men going up to God at Bethel will meet you there.
Three men going out to Bethel will meet you there. Yeah.
One will be carrying three young goats, mm-hmm. another three loaves of bread, and mm-hmm. another a skin of wine.
Mm-hmm.
They will greet you and offer you two loaves of bread,
wait,
which you will accept from them.
Watch this. He said, when you leave me, as you begin to advance, progress, march forward in grace, you started with one, and God began to add to you. As your business begins to increase and multiply, you will meet two men on your way. This is specifically to who? To Saul, who is made king over Israel now. He never dreamt about it. He never ever even dreamt that he will ever become a king in his lifetime. A seeker of a donkey. As he was leaving, the man of God said, as you leave me today, you will meet two men on your way. And these two men will do something for you. One is carrying wine. Another is carrying who? What? Bread. Three loaves of bread. And another is carrying what? Goat. Three goats, right? And one. Is it three goats? Good. And one who is carrying three loaves of bread will give how many to you? Why? Why? Why should I have three? And you are in need. And I give you two and I have one. Why? Humanly speaking, naturally, we don't do that. I have three. I give you one. And keep two. No. Watch it. I have three things. Three loaves of bread. Naturally, in the world we belong, in the world, we will give you what? One. And keep two for myself. Eat one today and think of one tomorrow. One for tomorrow means investment, preservation. Why should I give you two and keep one? When I eat mine today, what about tomorrow? At least let me give you one. Then when I give you one, you go and look for the rest. Now, he said, two men, and this man will give you two bread, two loaves of bread. He has three. He's going to give you two and keep one for himself. You know what that means? Favor. Oh. I say what? Favor. That's favor. You are giving more than you deserve. More than you deserve. We call that favor. When the anointing of the Holy Spirit comes on you, you attract favor. Oh, hallelujah. I say you attract what? Favor. You become the favorite of others. Favorite of others. Favored. And tonight I declare over your life, let the favor of God come upon you in your business field. I don't know where you are working, but in the midst of, in the very areas you are working, may your manager, may your CEO, may your boss, anybody you are working under, or whoever you are, may the favor of God be smeared upon your life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. As the anointing of the Holy Spirit come upon you, let the favor come for your promotion. Let the favor come for your upliftment in the name of Jesus. And before you realize, Mary was there. Mary, the mother of Jesus, was there. And when God's eye was going through and fro, she spotted Mary and said, Angel Gabriel, come over here. It's her season. Listen, there were many other ladies on earth in those days who were virgins. Listen to me. There were other virgins there. But God was looking for somebody from the tribe of David to be favored. There were many virgins in those days. Like today, our children, our daughters, the virgins, they live pure, clean. But favor will run down to the lowest valley. Favor will go down to where nobody want to go. Favor will go down because God does not take a counsel from man. He is a counselor himself. He does not sit down for senators to make a counsel before he acts. He speaks and he's done. And Mary was located from the tribe of David, from the tribe of Judah, from the family of David, from the bloodline of David the king. Picked. When the angel arrived, he said, "Hey, woman, lady, you are highly favored. You are highly favored. Tonight I hear the Lord say, tell somebody, you are highly favored. You are, come on. I said, you are highly favored. You are highly favored. Receive the favor of God upon your life. Let the favor of God bring a turnaround in your life. A turnaround. When favor comes, you will no more be J-O-B, just over broke. Oh, I'm honest with you. A man that carries favor attracts financial blessing. A man that carries favor attracts heaven. Watch this. Heaven will be open for you. When the heaven gets open, God will declare your endorsement. Watch this. When Jesus was baptized, after the baptism of Jesus Christ, the Bible says heaven was open. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved son, with whom I'm well pleased." Do you know what that means? Endorsement and advertisement. God began to endorse Jesus in the presence of everybody. He began to do what? Endorse Jesus in public. "He's my beloved son. I am well pleased." When heaven said, "You are her beloved daughter, I am well pleased with this lady, with this man, with this business. This is the person you can go. This is the person you will go to and get your breakthrough. This is where you can get your favor. Who can stop it?" Favor takes a man from nowhere to somewhere. May it come upon somebody tonight. Oh, your amen is just one. May it come upon somebody tonight. Amen. Oh, come on. Only two people say amen. May the favor of God come upon you tonight. Amen. Can I hear the church say amen to that?
Amen.
Hallelujah. When the favor of God come upon you, you break barriers. Tell somebody you break barriers. Oh, come on. When the anointing of God comes upon you, you become a barrier breaker and a line crosser. You become what? A barrier breaker. How do you pronounce it? Barrier. Barrier breaker, right? Barrier, yes. You're looking at me as if I'm an angel from heaven. Huh? Look at me. Hallelujah. Smile with me now. Hello. Hello. Get excited with me. I'm excited with the kingdom of God. Come on. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen. Where they say you can't go, you begin to reach there. When you read on that scripture we are reading right now, they begin to ask, excuse me, is Saul also among the prophets? Because he was prophesying. Is he also among the prophets? The son of Kish. Is the son of Kish also among the prophets? Wow. You broke barrier from somewhere to somewhere. Is he also among the rich folks? Is he also among the blessed people? Look at the grace on him. Peculiar. Distinguished. Wow. Tell somebody, "I am a barrier breaker." Oh, come on, say it loud and clear. I am a barrier breaker and a line crosser. Every line they say you cannot cross, I stand in the anointing of the Holy Spirit And I declare over you, you will cross that barrier, you will break that barrier, and you cross that line because of the fresh anointing. I say, you, listen to me, you will cross that barrier, you will break that barrier. I declare that barrier broken over your life, and you will cross that line of limitation. You will cross the line of limitation made against you in the name of Jesus. Every limit put before you that you can't go forward. Today, I declare that line broken in the name of Jesus. Somebody lift up your hand and say, I am a barrier breaker and a line crosser. Now, I want you to do this as a prophetic sign. Get up on your feet if you can. Please, if you can, get up. Man, give a high five to your neighbor and say, you are a barrier breaker. No, you see. I want you to say loud and clear. Loud and clear. Say, I am a barrier breaker. A line crosser. Oh my God. Listen. Listen, in this town, they might have said churches cannot grow beyond 200. In this town of Gilbert, Arizona, they might have said churches cannot grow beyond 500. But hear me. You are a barrier breaker. Mahalabako. There might have been a decree in your family that, hey, this family, nobody succeed. Nobody had been successful in this business before. That is a barrier. Are you there? Yep. That is a barrier. But I hear in my spirit, the Lord said, you are a barrier breaker. No, your amen is not sounding like a thunder. I hear the Lord said, you are a barrier breaker. No, the sound I want to hear, I'm not hearing it. Amen. Oh. You need to say amen until your stomach begins to stir. Hello? Amen. Listen. People have never advanced so much in the family you came from. When they rise, listen, they are here. They rise. And that is all. The strength to go to the next level, they don't have. They try to rise up to that level, no. So they make their home here and they settle here. But I hear the Lord say, you are a barrier breaker. Ah! Oh my God. Come on. You are a barrier breaker. Stop. Come on, say with me, I am a barrier breaker. You might have come from a family that there are so many single ladies in a family. When they get married, a little while they come home. They want to be alone. They don't want to be with any man. I said, you might have. Whereas you were meant to be with your husband and enjoy life, not endure life. Oh, I'm touching something. I'm touching something. I'm saying that you have been made to enjoy. Amen. Enjoy life, not endure life. Amen. Endure, enjoy marriage. Amen. Not starve. So because there is struggle going on, you pack out. Hear me, somebody. Tonight, listen, it's not about you. Somebody, I was preaching the other day, somewhere in America here. And I was talking to some people. I said, listen to me. There are people right now in their families. Grandfather never stayed with a man. Daddy. No, grandfather never stayed with a wife. Daddy, your immediate daddy never stayed with who? With your mother. You grew out from a home called single parent. That's not God's intention for you. Right now, as I'm talking, you have just processed a document. You file that you are divorcing. You are moving on. What do you mean by moving on? Because that body couldn't break it. It became a cycle you are in. Forefathers went through. grandfather went through, you too are about to go through, or you are going through. Hear me, somebody. Winners don't quit, and quitters don't win. It is time to break that barrier. Jesus, in his lifetime, break the barrier of racism, break the barrier of religiosity, break the barrier of, break the gender barrier. He stood at the well of Samaria. Samaria and the Jew don't have anything to do. But he broke that barrier. Oh, come on. I say he broke that barrier. You are a barrier broker. You are a barrier breaker. Come on, say, I am a barrier breaker. Say with me, every barrier. Oh, come on. Talk loud and clear. Every barrier. I'm not hearing you. Every barrier in my family bringing limitation. In the name of Jesus, today, I destroy it. I break it. I break it. I break it. I break it. In the name of Jesus. Listen, there are some families, there are a particular sickness that ran through the generation. The old man went through, the old man went through. People in the family are having that particular sickness. Say minus me. Say with that, I'm not inside. Say I am not part of that.
Not part of that.
Say that cannot be my part.
That cannot be my part.
That cannot be my portion.
That cannot be my portion.
And tonight, because of the anointing, that yoke is destroyed. Oh my God. Are you here?
Yes.
Oh my God. Can you go? Yes. Music. Are you here?
Yes.
Are you here?
Yes.
Say, I am a line crosser.
I am a line crosser.
I am a barrier breaker.
I'm a barrier breaker.
Okay, this is how you do it now. You step out. Look, I am a barrier breaker. A line crosser. Are you there with me?
Yes.
You just make like you are walking, you know. You make like you want to step out. And spiritually, you are stepping out of the line drawn that you can't cross. Hello? There are some here financially, it has been documented against you spiritually by hell that you, this will be the limit of how much you can have in life. Some, they say you can only be in debt all your life. Be in what? Debt. Are you there with me?
Yes.
Financial crunch all your life. But look, God has not meant it to be so. That's why you need to break that barrier. Amen. Break that wall, break that wall, break that wall, break that wall and go through it. Are you there?
Yes.
Oh, God. My Jesus. Okay, let's go. I want us to sing a song. And if you're here, you want the fresh oil, the fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit to tear down some walls, some barriers, fighting and warring against your life. You can come forward. Let's worship God together. And inhale the presence of God over our life. Let's go.
Here we are. Standing in your presence. Here we are. Standing in your presence. Shekinah glory come down. Shekinah glory.